This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You know what this music means, Robbie?
It calms me quite a lot.
It is very calming, I've got to say. I feel the exact same way. That's right. It's time for our regular weekly segment, Country Cousins on Joy 94.9. Each and every week, we have a chat with Damien Stevens-Todd to find out what's happening in regional Victoria and beyond for our LGBTIQA+ communities. And he is joining us now on the line. Hello, Damien. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Now, I was just saying earlier about how, well, the Pride season's over, isn't it? We can all relax, take a little bit of a breather, but not when it comes to regional Victoria, can we? There's Pride shooting out of everything.
There sure is. And first up, we're in Shepparton starting tomorrow.
Yes. Now, Queer Stories, which has been doing huge events all around the country, is coming to Shepparton. That's really exciting.
It sure is. A bunch of fabulous individuals take to the stage for about 90 minutes, six of them sharing their story. And in Shepparton tomorrow night at La Trobe University, from 6:15pm onwards, with wine, food and a bit of fun, you can expect to hear from a couple of comedians. We have Kirsty Wiebeck and Toby Halligan. We have some regional representation in Emily Fox, trans activist and football player. Another local talking all things asexuality, Andrew Bock, and even Rachel Butler from up Albury, self-defence teacher, musician and writer. It's sure to be a great event tomorrow night in Shepparton.
Yeah, Queer Stories is really fantastic, and all of the talks are also podcasted, which is really great, and you can listen to them. There's even one by Joy's own Miranda, who does the Gender Agenda, who's been a part of it too. So if you can get down to Shepparton Queer Stories, then do it tomorrow, because it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
If you're a little bit closer to Echuca, though, on the...
Echuca?
Bless you. On the same day, there's a sensational lunch event happening.
Indeed, there is. Tomorrow in Echuca at the American Hotel. Echuca community are really getting active, and it's great to see. They've got lots planned coming up, especially for Idaho in May at the Crossenvale Community House. And that and many other things will be on the agenda tomorrow. If you're in Echuca at the American Hotel for midday onwards, the LGBTIQ community lunch catch-up is happening. So rock along, Echucians. Is that what you call them, I reckon?
I mean, We're going to make it happen. And then just a couple of days later, on the 23rd, the Trentham Gay Drinks are kicking off again, aren't they?
They are over in Trentham, not too far from central Victoria there, near good old Dalesford. And at Castlemaine, we have the Trentham Gay Drinks on Saturday the 23rd of March at the Island Farm Retreat in Wood End. Courtesy of Aaron and Danny, it's a wonderful property there. BYO grog, as they call it, and a plate of something sumptuous to share. It's a lovely private property where those who need something a little more private can hang out and feel a bit safer at the Island Farm Retreat this Saturday in Trentham.
Excellent. Coming up later in March, Transgender Day of Visibility in Warrnambool.
Indeed. It's great to head over to the Bull, as they call it there. Sunday, 31st of March, right across the state, we will be absolutely celebrating TDOV, or Transgender Day of Visibility, and an afternoon tea will be happening at Fish Tales Cafe from 2pm. In Warrnambool, a free, no-cost afternoon tea with snacks and coffee in a safe, relaxing space to celebrate TDOV 2019.
Now, yep, 31st of March is also Transgender Day of Visibility, and there's going to be lots of stuff happening. So next week for Next Country Cousins, I'm sure we'll hear of lots more regional events that will be doing things for that day as well. But last but certainly not least, I mean, we know that the Bendigo Pride Festival's happening, but from the 12th to the 14th of April, there's the Bendigo Queer Film Festival.
There is, right in the bang smack in the middle of the Bendigo Pride Festival, is BQFF. And the particular event I want to tell you about is one that is great each and every year. This year, the Bendigo Queer Film Festival special guest patrons breakfast will occur on Sunday morning, the 14th of April, at the Shamrock Hotel. Now, this breakfast is featuring two local fabulous trans peeps. One is Jasmine and one is Ben, and they have personal stories to share as you unwind after many fabulous films throughout the weekend to a buffet breakfast at the Shamrock Hotel. So check that out as part of the BQSF this year, 12th to 14th of April.
Now, if you'd like to know about any of these events, or if you have an event that's going on in regional Victoria and beyond that you would like to let us know or Damien know about, you can simply go to Facebook and go to Country Cousins on Joy. Just look that up, Country Cousins on Joy. That's where all the details for these events will be, but you can also add your events on and find out more things that are happening in our regional areas for our LGBTIQA plus communities. Damien, as with each and every week, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us so that we can find out what's happening beyond the big smoke for everyone in our communities.
My pleasure. I'll be back next week with more.
Oh, we'll speak to you then. Bye. Oh, look, I love it each and every week. It's an absolute ball. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.